I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles taking on Seattle tonight, PBT at 5:30. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, live from Pickles. Me, Jim Hunter, Joe LaCroix. Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens. Relatively late day here on this Tuesday. Practice started early, but still news coming out of one winning drive nonetheless. Creepy closer to college football. NBA's already talking about who's opening the season. Yeah, we're getting there. But right now, let's count some dough. How about a little buy or sell?
All right. What's the stock market looking like? S&P 500 is up. They're up 56. Dow Jones also up 459. NASDAQ up 215. But Under Armour got to rain on the parade, down 2 cents. DraftKings down 6 cents.
Wow. And I'm wearing my Under Armour Jimmy Pezzo specials today. Not helping the cause, apparently.
But they feel good and they look good.
They do.
And that's all that matters.
Yes to both.
We'll start with the Ravens here today. Actually added another running back to their training camp roster over the weekend, signing Myles Gaskin. Recognizable name there. He's been in the league for a while, but it has been many years since he's done anything of note in the regular season. Just last year, totaled -1 yard on 3 carries, no carries at all while splitting time between the Rams and Vikings 2 years ago. Now, you may be asking yourself, why would he be added to the mix? Well, we know that both Justice Hill and Derrick Henry, they're off limits in terms of preseason action. In the opener last Thursday, Rasheen Ali and Keaton Mitchell, they both got a lot of run. Did very well with it. Good first preseason action for them. And D'Ernest Johnson, he was in the mix as well. He's on the camp roster. Buy or sell, Bob. Gaskin's arrival signals that the Ravens intend to keep Mitchell out of preseason action the rest of the way.
I'm going to go ahead and buy that. I'm guessing they'd like to see him get a little run returning kicks because that might be his job, at least starting September 7th against Buffalo. But proceed with caution. The kid's busted his ass to get back to where he was health-wise a couple years ago. We saw the burst against the Colts last week. Yeah, let's not get dopey here. Hey, D'Ernest Johnson had his moments with Cleveland a couple years ago. Get these camp running backs getting the workload. Rasheen Ali, as we talked about earlier, step up to the plate. But I don't know, Keaton Mitchell, get your practice work in, but shut her down in game time.
College football, the preseason AP Top 25 was released yesterday. Texas is holding down the number one spot. As far as the Big Ten is concerned, 6 teams are included here. Indiana, the surprise story of 2024, well, they're being recognized for that with the 20th overall spot heading into this year. As far as college football writer Brad Crawford is concerned, this is an overrating for the Hoosiers. He says another year relying heavily on transfers. Can they mesh well together like they did last year? And a direct quote here from Crawford says, "There's no yellow brick road to a playoff appearance this season in terms of scheduling, since the Hoosiers play three top 15 teams in Big Ten play." Are you buying or selling this take here from Brad Crawford?
I'm going to buy it. And Cignetti's a great coach, and he's got the culture changed. Roman Hemby, remember, a local kid transferred from Maryland to go play in Indiana. But they're not going to catch anyone by surprise this year. So Indiana, as we discussed yesterday and earlier today, Nolan, they've been, hey, you were handed a seat at the party. You want to stick around and honor your reservation, or is that going to be taken away from you because of subpar performance here? Tougher schedule, that always comes into play, too.
How about the Orioles? Their pitching staff actually enjoyed great success the last time they faced the Mariners. A three-game sweep for the Birds, and even held Cal Raleigh, I guess, somewhat in check. He did have four hits in that series, but just one of them going yard. His total, though, on home runs on the season now, because a lot has changed since the last time these two teams met. 45 homers on the year, and he's hit one out in three straight games, so he's on a heater as the team is on quite the heater right now. Pitching matchups, Dean Kramer goes tonight, followed by Rogers and Sagano tomorrow and Thursday. Buy or sell, Bob, Raleigh hits no more than one homer again in this three-game set.
Selling it. Selling. He'll pass Johnny Bench tonight, because Bench hit 45 in 1970. He'll hit a couple before it's all said and done. And, you know, I had to go back to that Seattle sweep. That was after they swept the White Sox. They won six in a row. And that's when the infamous now line from Nolan McGraw was, well, we're back. And they went 4-2 in Oakland, or whatever. They'd swept the Mariners, lost two out of three to the A's, and was like, well, are they really back? And we were kind of bummed that they did all this good stuff and the good team, and then lost two out of three to a team at the time they should have been spanking. And it seems like only 2 months ago.
That was a good week.
Was it?
One of my best weeks in recent memory.
Oh, with the proclamation. Hey, come on, dude. I've been doing this for 26 years.
No, I mean, it was a good week. That was the last time I was happy about the Orioles. Take me back, man. Come on.
What else we got?
We have a giveaway. Just when you think the giveaways are done on Vinny and Haney, we pull another one out. This week, Marshall Tucker Band. They're going to be performing at the Maryland State Fair on September 5th, and you can get some tickets right now. They are on sale if you want to buy them at marylandstatefair.com. But as I always say, you don't have to buy them if you're lucky enough to win them. So I'm going to look for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057. That'll be today's winner for two tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band. We'll be giving these away for the rest of the week.
So get in here, win a prize. Free stuff's always good stuff. So get in here. Caller number 8, as Nolan said. Come back. Talk to Ryan Divish, Seattle Times, about the Mariners. Why are they so good? Cal Raleigh got his contract extension, and he's now the dude behind the backstop in the American League. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Is a bust because of injuries or because they stink, or is it a combination of both? Your anticipation level for Maryland football, as we're less than 3 weeks away from kickoff against Florida Atlantic International University. And then you got Northern Illinois and then Towson, and then a gauntlet of the Big Ten. We think we'll see. Can't get any intel from College Park. Anything else you want to get into, we're here for you here on this Turn It Up Tuesday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.